Glad to kick the hour off by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, joining us on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mr. Mayor, always good to see you in the studio, sir.
Good to see you too, Tristan. We always start our discussion with the weather.
Absolutely.
I think today is going to be one of those beautiful Nebraska spring days. I really do.
Have you done much outside gardening and lawn mowing yet?
We did a little bit over the weekend.
Did you?
Okay. Other than that, we haven't done a lot.
Well, it might freeze Friday night, so you're in a good spot then.
Well, that's right. So I think today the high is supposed to be in the low 80s, I think, mm-hmm. and it's 58 degrees, and I don't see the bushes shaking out there, so maybe it's not going to blow today.
Yeah, it would be all right.
Oh, now the flag's moving.
As you say that, something. You jinxed it, Mr. Mayor.
I know. Well, not bad. Anyway, it's going to be a beautiful spring day. Get outside, enjoy the day.
And Mayor Kelleher, as we get into these warmer temperatures, I'm reminded that Nebraska Land Days is quickly approaching. We've already had a pair of Dress Western Fridays this year, too.
We have, and we're at about, a month away right now, aren't we? Yes.
Yeah, it'd be about a month.
Just a little less than 30 days away from the beginning of Nebraska Land Days, which I believe is the 15th this year.
I think that's the first kickoff
date. That's the first rodeo day, I believe. So, yep. Exciting time to be in North Platte. Lots of cool stuff going on during Nebraska Land Days this year.
Yeah, we're blessed to have it, that's for sure. And moving back to last week, before we recap the city council meeting last night, Mayor Kelleher, Community of North Platte Redevelopment Authority met on Friday, first time that they met under the direction of Greg Wilkie, the recent appointee, who his colleagues on the CRA felt the need to use him as the new chairperson of the CRA, and what a great fit he is. Might be the newest member of the CRA, but Greg's no rookie by any means.
Oh, that's for sure. He's been involved in city government as well as and many, many years of First National Bank running banks all across the state and the region. So Greg's well-versed in running meetings.
Absolutely. Good man that we're blessed to have involved here. And the CRA meeting last week, very interesting one that really went in quite a bit of depth, and one that you spoke at as well, a public meeting, and you addressed the members of the CRA as the mayor.
That's correct. There was quite a bit of discussion about a relatively minor rule change in the CRA process. And right now, if someone is contemplating a TIF-related project that would go to the CRA, as the operation is right now, the first meeting where that project is presented, really all the CRA does is look at it and say, okay, we agree this is a viable project. We'll send it on to the Planning Commission, which, of course, then you get to participate in. And if the Planning Commission approves it, then it would come back to the CRA, and then the CRA would again agree that it is a good project based on any changes the Planning Commission would make, and then would recommend that it move on to the City Council. The City Council would either approve it or deny it, and then the project goes forward accordingly. That first meeting of the CRA, many communities don't do that because it's really just a "this looks good, let's send it on" sort of meeting. And the CRA has another opportunity to either stop the project or agree that it's not a viable TIF project between Planning Commission and City Council.
Sure.
So the thought is, why be redundant? And one of the things that I talked a lot about when running for office is that North Platte's a difficult place to get projects done in. If we want to grow successfully, we have to make it easier for people to get their projects done. And one of the ways to make it easier is to make it faster. So I asked the people involved in the TIF planning process, Mr. Bacon, Judy Clark, etc., to let's make it faster. Now, the council ultimately gets to decide mm-hmm. whether the project moves forward or not. It doesn't change that process. However, there's no reason it needs to drag out for 3 or 4 months. It can be over with in a month or 35 days, give or take a little bit. So that's what we're after. And this is really one of the first steps to just remove that unnecessary meeting, because based on how the scheduling works, if that first meeting doesn't occur at the right time, something that we could normally do in 30 days will drag out to over 60 days. Really just because of scheduling. Well, it's not necessary. There's no good reason for it. If they were deciding something important or relevant at that meeting, that would be different. So we'll see where the CRA lands. There's been several discussions since then. And one of the ideas that was tossed out was that maybe if a project is reviewed by the Planning Commission and the CRA members, because we'd send out the information to them so they could look at the projects, of course, at the same time. One of the thoughts is, well, if two of the CRA members believe that this item warrants a discussion, they could reach out to Mr. Wilkie in this case and say, hey, we think we need a meeting. And in that case, then the meeting would be scheduled, because there's nothing that precludes them from having the meeting.
Sure.
And I think that's a likely possibility, but we'll see where the CRA lands. Ultimately, it's their process, and it's up to them to decide.
And one thing that I want to add, too, with this that I think is very important to stress, Mayor Kelleher, is this will not get rid of any public comment opportunities. There'll be public comment opportunities at the Planning Commission meeting, opportunities to reach out to planning commissioners, CRA members, city council members, and two guaranteed public hearings with the Planning Commission and with the city council as well, I believe.
That's correct. That's correct. It does not remove any public hearing requirements because that first meeting of the CRA did not have a public hearing on the matter. It has never had one in the past, and it would not going forward theoretically. So again, we're not changing anything. We're just expediting the process a little bit.
And this is a goal to make North Platte more business friendly.
Right. Exactly. And in discussing the particulars of this with Mr. Pearson from the chamber, he's like, you know, if we can make this change and we can make it happen and satisfy all the constituencies, so this really says to the world, North Platte's open for business. And if we want to grow, that's what we need to do. We need to be open for business.
A couple of items on the agenda from that CRA revolved around some proposals that Gary and the chamber have too. So it's good to see those make it on to the next round.
That is correct. One of those has to do with a potential housing project over on the north side of town, and the other one has to do with expanding the shovel-ready economic development area out near the Walmart distribution center, both of which very important things. We as a community were able to get K&M Tire to come here simply because we had a shovel-ready area that they could pretty much move into in a short period of time. And so having those that site available and ready, and in this particular request is to improve the streets in that area, or add streets really. We have the chance to attract people that are in a hurry to get something established. And if you consider the speed of business these days, today, people do business much quicker today than they did even 30 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have to be prepared when someone comes to our community and says, hey, I need this. Do you have it? If we can say, yep, it's right here. Come and move in. They're a lot more likely to come to North Platte than if we have to say, well, let us build some streets. In about 6 months, we'll be ready for you. They're going to move on to the next town, someone who already has it. And in this case, we had a company who was in exactly that situation. Chances are they've gone on to another community. There's still a small chance they might come to North Platte, but more than likely they've moved to another town, and we lost something that would have brought us 30 or 40 more well-paying jobs.
These items will be on the Planning Commission agenda later this month, and then back to the CRA, and then if all goes well, the City Council sometime, and would it be June or July?
Likely in June.
Okay.
That's the process of making it go faster. We decided we're going to take these two projects and sort of use them as a test.
Okay.
Say, okay, let's run these through. Let's see what occurs that is good or maybe not good. And then if it's not good, we'll adjust accordingly with other future projects. We believe, based on sustainable beef's progress, things like that, that we'll start to see other businesses reaching out to us to say, hey, we want to come to North Platte, and we want to have this process down to a science and get it moving as quickly as we can when there are requests, so that we can respond to these businesses within 30 days. Because again, if it takes 6 months to get through them, they're probably not going to come to North Platte. If we can do it in 30 days and they can have a yes or a no answer, then they can decide the course of their operations, and they're in good shape.
North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us, looking at the agenda from last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Mayor Kelleher, one big item on the agenda, along with other housekeeping items, I would say, or general items. But first things first, had some fun and excitement to begin the council meeting last night, swearing in three new members of the North Platte Police Department.
That is correct. We have three new members. Two of the officers have previous experience and come to us from further west in Nebraska, let's call it. And then we had one gentleman who just completed his time in the police academy and is coming back to be a police officer in North Platte. So very excited, very proud to have all those folks with us now. We also had a proclamation for Law Enforcement Week as well.
And had an individual at the end of the council meeting as well that recognized Councilman Carmen for his many years of service with the North Platte Police Department, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, and blessed to have him in law enforcement for a number of years and still involved as a public, humble servant.
That is correct, yes.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, when we look at the agenda for the city council meeting last night, I think it's fair to say that it was relatively a routine agenda. And on the regular agenda, second reading and action that passed just narrowly in regards to zoning here in the city of North Platte.
That is correct. We 2 weeks ago, we had the first passing of, ordinance number 4092, I believe. Let's see. Yes, 4092, which is improving the zoning regulations, actually providing some greater opportunities for types of housing, making it simpler to get those types of housing approved. Townhouses, for example, is a good example of that. Right now, obviously, you can build townhouses in North Platte, but it requires a special use permit. And there are obviously townhouses in North Platte. We have them in different places. And then those people, when those were built, they had to go through extra processes to get those types of houses approved. Townhouses exist all over the world, all over our country. And it is something that it reduces the cost if you have a zero lot line setback, which is really what's being changed there. Mm-hmm. So that people may have the opportunity to build more townhouses in North Platte. Now, will we have a bunch more townhouses? I have no idea. But now it's easier for them to do. And there's some lessening of some other restrictions. There's some hardening of a few others there are too as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag of things. And right now, that's generally the city council's updating of the ordinances relating to zoning and for houses, for homes and things like that. Next, we're working on, and you probably saw the first version of this, or will shortly, generally what you call the business zoning. Mm-hmm. We thought it was easier to tackle this as a process, do different sections of zoning rather than trying to do it all at once, because as you know, it's a very big task. There's a lot of reading, a lot to understand, a lot to reference back to it. It takes a lot of time and thought to really go through these things. So that process started, or will start, through the Planning Commission this month and probably hit the council towards the end of the summer, is my guess. So.
And that's one thing I really love about our Planning and Zoning Administrator, Judy Clark, is she's understood that these aren't necessarily easy to work through as a Planning Commission, as a City Council. Easy for Judy because she gets to work with these things every day, all day. But for those of us that don't read this often, it's sometimes somewhat tricky and somewhat tough to dissect. So mm-hmm. I appreciate her breaking this down and making it very simple. Another example of how we're blessed with a fine department head in the city of North Platte.
Yes, one of the Planning Commission folks shared with me that they haven't had to study this hard since college. So I said, well, thank you for your service. We appreciate that.
And we're blessed, too, to have a couple of former planning commissioners on the city council as well, with Councilman Lucas and Councilman Voles.
Yes. They are well-versed in things associated with the Planning Commission and often impart their expertise there as well.
Mayor Kelleher, the big item on the agenda for the city council meeting yesterday was an informational presentation from Megan McGowan and Leland Poppy on the recommendations for the North Platte Rec Center and its future.
That's correct. As I'm sure many citizens are aware, the rec center has had various improvement planning committees over the last two decades, as I understand it, that have planned and tried to make different plans to improve the rec center. And for a variety of reasons, those plans have never really been executed. And probably somewhere around 6 years ago, Mayor Livingston set up a committee, the North Platte Mayor's Wellness Committee, I believe, and to really look at all things sports, and the group kind of got focused on the rec center itself, and because a lot of citizens have indicated they like to see an improved rec center. And that group during COVID realized that getting together on a regular basis may or may not have been a good idea, so they reduced down to a somewhat smaller group, about five of them, and really set to the task of planning, okay, if we're going to make a recommendation, what really is the recommendation going to be? And this was the result of the then city council's request from a 2019, I believe, meeting, mm-hmm. where the city council's basically said, well, we'd like to see a plan, we'd like to know how it's going to be managed, and we'd like to know how it's going to be paid for. Those were primarily, in general, the three questions to be answered. So the process last night answered those three questions based on this committee's recommendation. And I think it's a very viable recommendation. And the thing that I really like about it is it gives the public the opportunity to offer their true opinion on it, because the part of the recommendation is to add a half-cent sales tax to pay for the improvement of the rec center. And that requires a vote of the people. So the idea is that vote of the people would occur during the election, or the general election this year in November, and the entire citizenry of North Platte, or at least all the registered voters, will have the opportunity to weigh in on whether they want to improve the rec center in the planned form or not.
It was a great presentation last night by Megan and Leland, the co-chairs of this committee. They really tackled a variety of topics in the expansion, the proposed expansion of the rec center that would also provide some opportunities for some increased partnerships with the City of North Platte and the North Platte Public School District potentially as well, and that would help with some of the financial costs potentially.
That is correct. One of the things that's come out from a section of the community is that they would really like to have a pool or a competition pool for use by the high schools, because we could have more swim tournaments here and the high school would be able to practice as they do in normal pools. And so the school board has, they haven't officially agreed, but they have tentatively agreed to participate in some of the costs of maintaining that pool if it's built.
And of course, this also, this proposal includes the ever so exciting Pickleball 2. There would be potentially some pickleball courts with this, along with some indoor walking tracks, basketball courts, and obviously the big headline here is the rec center itself, but this also includes some proposals for a skate park in North Platte as well, Mayor Kelleher, as well as a recommendation on Cody Pool, I believe.
That's correct. If the current plan for the proposed plan for the rec center is approved in November, the plan would expand the rec center such that it would overtake what is the existing skate park today. And so we felt that it was appropriate to have a different plan for a skate park included in this process, because the existing one would effectively be destroyed. Mm-hmm. Now, exactly where that will go and what it will look like remains to be seen. The folks who have been working on getting a new skate park in place for some time have raised a considerable amount of money. They have, I think, about $170,000, or not quite $170,000, in a fund at Mid Nebraska Community Foundation. And so that we'd take that money combined with some money from this bond issue and build a really nice skate park. The question is, where would it go exactly? Mm-hmm. That's up in the air. But somewhere in the community and probably in some proximity to the existing rec center. But that remains to be seen. And then we felt at the same time, as we improve the rec center, we need to improve the Cody Park pool, which is nearing its 100th anniversary here pretty quick. And it takes quite a bit of money based on the mechanics of the Cody Park pool to keep it in operation every year. And there is approximately a $7 million proposal to improve some of the mechanics, as well as some of the, let's call it the amenities of the bathhouse. I think it looks just like it did in 1975, the first time I set
probably
foot in
fair.
It. Probably
fair.
It's probably not identical, but highly similar.
Yes.
And so I think that we can probably do some things to improve the look of the bathhouse so it bring it up to more modern standards. And when I was talking to Trudy Merritt about this, she threatened me that if I tore down her bathhouse, we were going to have it out. And I said, well, I wasn't really planning to do that. It's probably the best, you know, tornado shelter we have in North Platte, and which of course was a good joke. It's not really a tornado shelter. Don't go there if there's a tornado. But
better than being outside, I guess.
That's right. But it is a very large, heavy concrete building, though, so there are some positives there. Anyway, so we'll have to see what exactly that manifests itself as. But I believe if we're going to improve the rec center, we need to improve the Cody Pool at the same time, even though it's only open for about 3 months of the year. So.
But very much a tourism draw in a number of ways. And the presentation last night kind of showed what some of our peer communities have provided. And there's currently a YMCA in Gothenburg, a wonderful pool in Sutherland that, you know, maybe we're losing some of these individuals and some tax opportunities and some business opportunities to these surrounding communities.
Well, I think we are. The Cody Pool is a well-maintained pool, and rec center staff does just a yeoman's work of maintaining the rec center itself as well as the Cody Pool. They do all sorts of things. Bob and some of the crew over there, they're really jacks of all trades, because they're able to fix all this equipment that's many, many years old, and there's probably some people working on equipment over there that's far older than the people working on it.
It's probably fair.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No,
but it just means it's not going to last forever. So let's start implementing a plan that would fix this. And I think that if the voters decide to support this initiative in November, then it's very likely that these two projects would occur somewhat simultaneously. I don't know they'd be exactly simultaneously, because it will take a couple of years to design and
sure.
probably another year to build or a year to design and a couple of years to build a new rec center. So we're talking about something that's, you know, theoretically would open in 2025 or 26, probably, when it's all said and done. And somewhere in there, the Cody Pool would get improved as well.
And so. Mayor Kelleher, one of the things that I was most impressed about with this presentation as well last night was the fact that the recommendation also includes a heavy sum of money to just leave aside for any maintenance or any upgrades that may need done in the future.
Mm-hmm. that's a very important differentiator in this whole project. Right now, if something, now we do budget for maintenance for the rec center and for the Cody pool, but sure. it's a relatively static number or a relatively small number. We think we're going to have to spend X number of dollars. I don't know what the number is off the top of my head, but there's a number in there every year. But that number does not account for something like having to replace the air conditioning system at the rec center. It never does. And so it has been, I don't understand. I'm not going to judge the people who are here before me. I don't really understand why this was done. But in most normal business operations, you budget something for maintenance every year so that you have a number, and then you build that fund over time so that when your air conditioning system ups and dies, you're not affecting your regular revenues,
you're
prepared. Regular operating. You can take money from that budget and move it over and replace the equipment. Well, that hasn't been done for the rec center or, for the most part, many other things in the city. So as we improve the sporting facilities across the city, that's one of the things that I've been very focused on is how do we set up some sort of maintenance fund for all these things. Now, the rec center, you're right, there is a specifically somewhere between a $5 and $10 million, the technical term is sinking depreciation fund, but we're going to call it the maintenance fund to make it simple. And that would be invested in such a way that it would sit there and earn interest the entire time, so that when 10 years in to a new rec center, something major may need to be done at that point, other than just carpet and paint or something like that, then there'd be a great deal of money sitting there
sure.
in that quasi endowment, and then the money could be used from that endowment to improve the rec center, to update or maintain or whatever the case may be, the new rec center, without having to go to the citizens and ask for more tax dollars, without having to divert money from the city budget. The maintenance fund is sitting there ready to use, which would be a tremendous improvement.
Now, moving forward, Mayor Kelleher, would you tell us what the future of this project and this proposal entails?
Well, there'll be a period here of about 45 days where there'll be additional questions to be clarified. One of the options is, once the new rec center is built, is to entertain the possibility of having the YMCA actually manage the rec center. In that scenario, or the current plan, the city would actually own the building and the facilities, but it would be managed by the YMCA. And that does some things for the cost for the city, and would, and at least based on the current budget, would ultimately drop the city's investment in the rec center every year. It wouldn't zero it out, but it would decrease it noticeably.
And then the city wouldn't be responsible for payroll either in this case?
For the most part, there'll be some transitionary issues there.
Sure.
So I wouldn't want to say exclusively one way or the other, but for the most part, that would be the case. However, some of the folks that run the rec center do other things in the city. So mm-hmm. we would have to work out how that works. For example, Bob Barr, I mean, he's responsible for the word just left me.
Gotta love live radio, don't you, Mr.
Boy, Mayor? Boy, yeah, okay. Well, it'll come back to me. Anyway, he's responsible for things outside of the rec center and the Cody pool itself, and so we would have to work out how those are managed, how
sure.
Bob is appropriately compensated, and there could be some other scenarios in there that things are going on there. So it probably would not be exclusively one way or the other. However, we would work out something that's favorable to all concerned.
A unique partnership.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a work council or a city council work session in June, I believe, with this as well. So the public's welcome to attend that to learn a little bit more. And if all goes as planned, I believe the council would vote in July to potentially send this to the voters in November.
That's correct. The council has to pass a resolution to enable the opportunity to be on the ballot. And we have to have that done prior to the end of August, I believe. Yes, the end of August, so that it can be on the ballot in November. So we thought that the first opportunity we would reasonably able to do that would probably be the second meeting in July, more than likely. And if the council passes the resolution at that point, then it would go on and be put on the ballot in November for the citizens to vote on.
We'll have a lot to discuss in the meantime about this, but I want to give a tip of the cap to this committee co-chaired by Megan McGowan and Leland Poppy. I think they did a tremendous job last night with their presentation, Mr. Mayor, and definitely have a lot of their ducks in a row, and commend them and the entire committee for taking the time to do this to better our community.
That is correct. And sometime in the next, well, before the end of May, we will have a frequently asked questions sheet available at the rec center.
Oh, cool.
And for people who may have questions about what the plan is and what it looks like, and probably we'll have some pictures up there as well sometime here before long, just to give people a general sense. There are no architectural plans for this the entity yet. There's just some general plans.
Sure.
Part of the first step, if approved, would of course be to create those architectural plans. But there's also a video. If you watched the meeting last night, you probably saw the video, and that does kind of a walkthrough, and we'll figure out how to make that available so people get a general sense of what is being planned. And it's a very nice plan. I mean, it would look very nice. But I think people need to be able to figure out what the answers to their questions are. How is it going to be managed? What are the hours going to be? What are the various things that are going to be in the rec center? And those sorts of things will be on the frequently asked questions sheet, and they'll be available at the rec center so folks can grab one. And if they have further questions, we're going to have a little box there that can throw a question in, and then we'll try to update the FAQ as the summer goes on.
So. And in the meantime, if folks want to get in contact with you, Mayor Kelleher, or their city council representative to let them know how they feel about this proposal heading to voters in November, they could definitely do so. Everybody's information available on the City of North Platte's website.
That's correct. And there's also, if you want to submit a question or something directly to us, there's a form available there on the city's website. And you can just go there and type your question out, hit submit, and we will get back to you. And if it's not a duplicate question, we'll add it to the FAQ, the next version. So,
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, get out and enjoy the nice weather, North Platte. It's a fun time to be here.
Absolutely, and it's going to get even more fun as the days go on.
That's right.
Thanks for the time, as always, Mayor Kelleher. Look forward to seeing you again this time in 2 weeks.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.